This is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in with the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at the CME Group at this hour. Wheat futures are trading the nearby March soft red at $6.14, down 2.25. March corn today at $4.52, 3.75 lower at the hour. May futures 4.58 on the last tick, down 4.25. And July corn down 4.75 at $4.62. December 4.64, down 4.75. Bean futures are up a penny and a half at 13.59 3/4 in the March, July at 13.33 1/4 up 1.5, and November down a penny and a half at $11.43 3/4. Bean meal at 4.50.70, down 20. Bean oil 14 higher at $40.71. Live cattle at 144.57 1/2, 2.5 lower in the Feb's. April at 141.95, 7.5 cents higher. March feeders at 171.5, that's down a dime for the day, and April's up 30 cents at 172.10, and the lean hogs at $98.65 are 82.5 cents higher on the afternoon.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
And that, of course, would be higher on the morning. On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at those numbers is Mike Zuzulo. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, or rather in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Todd.
You were over in Lafayette for just a bit earlier in the week. You know, thank you so much for traveling with myself and with the Will Ag panels. I did appreciate it. You and I did three events this week. I was tallying up, Mike, the number of miles that Dave Dickey and I put on this week. We had five events just under 1,000 miles.
Yeah, I was just talking to a family member that we had actually to go to a funeral after Wednesday's meeting with Tim Reinhart there in Belleville with Wiffles, and I had to go back over to west of St. Louis and pick up my wife and then head to Vincennes, and I did about 1,600 miles in 3 days.
that's moving fast.
Hurt, Todd.
You what? Yeah, that's moving fast, man. That's moving fast. And you in that process, you have to keep up, too, with everything that's happening in Chicago and on the world stage and in Washington, D.C. this week. What did you think of the numbers from USDA's Ag Forum this morning?
Well, they came in real close to what I had put out to clients last week and what I had presented at our meetings this week, especially there in Rankin with John Higgins's group. And I want to think that the market had priced in some smaller corn acres compared to last week's numbers, and that's why the spread action acted the way it did earlier in the week, and I think we talked a little bit about that on the Wednesday report. Now we're seeing that spread unwind, even though the market got what they want. And so I'm inclined to think that between the wheat wanting to correct here technically and the very overbought conditions in the short-term charts for wheat and for corn to a lesser degree, in the fact that they're unwinding the spread after buying the rumor and now selling the fact, this is probably some short-term movement in prices. I'm not inclined to think that you fed the bull and beans at all today, Todd, given that the acreage number promoted the idea that we can get closer to 300 million bushels next year on a decent yield. And I think the biggest negative that I saw today was actually outside the Ag Outlook report, and it was the weekly export sales, marketing year low for beans, and about 15 million bushels canceled between China and unknown destinations.
Does that portend the beginning of the turn to the Southern Hemisphere?
We had talked Wednesday about trying to get in touch with some global meal producers because meal is the big daddy right now. It's the one that's going to go into delivery. It's the one that's very hard to get a hold of in the cash market. And it's kept this market running for better than 9 months, in my opinion. Some of the feedback at this point from a global meal source, courtesy of the EFG guys, is that you're looking at a situation now where it's very hard to move meal. The buyers are not really wanting to pick up meal. They're inclining to say that it's more likely that the March meal is going to have difficulty maintaining its premium to the May and to the July because of the way even there's some reports out there and rumors out there that China is actually trying to unload meal into Europe because of a surplus that they've built up between excess beans and excess meal, and I found that very surprising. So I think the fundamentals certainly are leaning more and more toward a sharp break to the downside and a break in that July-Nov and May-Nov spread at this stage of the game.
Would it be led by meal coming down in that case?
I think it would have to be, because meal was the cash leader to the upside, and the bean market was able to get such a good, strong export base build up, but it was mainly due to the meal exports and the domestic meal market as well. You know, you could have probably taken on the bean exports at just themselves, but when you looked at the meal exports in the last 6 months and then the domestic crush values as well, it was probably just too much for the market, and that's where you had to get that rationing process started.
Will that be in the lead option or the main contract?
I'm guessing that because it's the cash and it's going to be led by the Gulf, because we will probably look forward to more cancellations, that yes, it would be in the spreads and in the lead option, and the basis would be one of the most significant leading indicators, that once the basis starts to fall in beans for old crop, that is probably going to be one of the key features to the futures traders, and I would say probably how we go into the March meal, and this is what I'm recommending to clients that have any old crop beans left. You can give it another week and let March meal go into delivery and see if this global trade source may be wrong, and he could be. The case is that you've got some fundamentals working against you as time goes on, and you've got a window of opportunity to have the March cash meal and the March meal delivery come together and say, we're not done going higher yet. So I'd give it a week and see how we go into delivery, you know, after the 28th.
Yeah, so that's your recommendation at this point, is if you've got old crop soybeans in the bin or in storage someplace, and you're likely, more likely now than ever, at this point at least, to go ahead and market them, but you've got to watch what's happening with the meal in order to figure that out.
Yeah, and I think the other panelists in Belleville made a really good point about what has the premium in the market right now in the beans. Does the futures have the premium, or does the cash have the premium? And with the basis and the Gulf price, the cash has the premium. The market's telling you, go ahead and sell the cash beans. I'm saying the fundamentals are negative at this point, or turning negative, and so if you see a need to want to come back in and buy the discounted futures side of the equation, you know, through a call option or something like that. I can't recommend futures right now, given that the fact that this July no bean spread, Todd, is at levels we haven't seen since last year. And if you take last year off the table, we're at multi-year highs on this July no bean spread. These are the types of spreads that can crush people. These are the types of markets that can crush people if they're on the wrong side of the market.
You mentioned early on the 300 million bushel mark. I think you did not say that it was in the ending stocks, but it's 285, and that's the number you were pointing to, right?
For soybeans? Exactly. Right. Your numbers today for both corn and beans would say, do you need to go any higher if the wheat market wants to correct and the weather is not a player at this point? Because if you're going to put 2.1 billion bushels of corn and ending stocks in the bin next year and 285 million in beans next year, why would you need to go any higher? And this is where that front-end market, the weather, and the wheat come into play. And I came into today's reports, both export sales and the baseline, ag update baseline, saying, okay, short-term technicals look pretty nasty. They look pretty overbought. Is there anything to feed the bull here in these two reports? And quite frankly, there's just not a lot there.
All right. Anything else before I let you go for the day?
That'll do it, sir. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks so much for doing Wednesday's report with me while we were traveling, and allowing me to get a report from Washington, D.C. this afternoon during the closing market
report.
Well,
thanks for the invitations to all those nice panels. Keep up the great work, you guys.
You too. Thanks so much. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting, and he, of course, is in Atchison, Kansas, joins us on this Friday morning. Update of the marketplace. Here's what the forecast says we'll have in the Urbana-Champaign area for the day. Sunny skies, a high of 41 degrees. It'll be breezy with a west-southwest wind at 33 to 28 miles an hour. That'll decrease to 17 to 22 through the afternoon. Winds still could gust as high as 37. Tonight, a 20% chance of snowfall after midnight. Mostly cloudy and a low of 29 degrees on a south-southwest wind at 9 to 15, gusting to 20. And Saturday, partly sunny skies, a high of 43 degrees, west winds at 9 to 13, gusting to 17. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 21. Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 30 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy and 14. On Monday, to start the work week, partly sunny and a high of 28 degrees. And then Monday night, mostly cloudy and 15. Tuesday, sunny and 25. And Tuesday evening, cloudy and a 10-degree low. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 24. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and 10. And on Thursday of next week, mostly sunny and a high of 19 degrees. Please do visit our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming, from the pre-opening market report to the closing market report, everything in between. Don't forget about Commodity Week. It's New Air Time is at 2:36 Friday afternoons. Our guest this week, Joe Persaki of USDA NASS.